Yehundaf Tzadik Tesam Beis, the last Mishnah. Ilon Shoho Yemesa Chaloritz. If you had a tree that its branches were spread out and they came down close to the ground, is Imei Noifa Gevoye Menoritz Shleisha Tochim, if the branches come down, that are not off the ground, that are not less than three Tochim away from the ground, is Metaltlen Tachtov. Then you should know you're allowed to carry underneath the tree. Is when these branches come down, they have a shei mechitzis on them. So since they come down all around the tree, it's like it's encircled by a mechitzis all around. Therefore, underneath the tree, inside, you're allowed to carry, because it's considered a reshus hayachid, since it has like four walls all around it. So the Mishnah again, another halacha, shiroshav gevoye menoritz gimel tvachim. Shiroshav, that means like the roots, or the stump of a tree. If it's three tefachim high off the ground, then it has a shame ilon on it. It has a shame tree, and midrabbanan is halacha that mishnah lo yeshiv aleihin. You're not allowed to sit on a tree on Shabbos, like we'll see in the Gemara. You're not allowed to be mishtamish at all with a tree. Tzegzeri midrabbanan, because we're afraid maybe you climb up the tree, and if you climb up a tree, we're afraid it's tzegzeri you come to pull off a branch. And pulling off a branch of a tree is an issa d'oraisa. Therefore, midrabbanan, you are not allowed to be mishtamish at all with a tree. You can't sit on a tree, you can't lean on a tree, you can't hang things on a tree. Now, what is considered a tree? So that's what the Mishnah says, kol zaman d'shrosh of any part of the tree is three tefachim off the ground, that's called a tree. Hey, so if it's less than three tefachim off the ground, then it's not called a tree. Then that's called botel to the karka, that you are allowed to be mishtamish with it. Yeah. Sati Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Yeshua, Ein Metaltlin Boy, Yois Mebeis Asayim. Is that the Mishnah says underneath the tree, if it has the branches coming down, you're allowed to carry under the tree, but you should know, if it's a Beis Asayim, that means more than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas wide, then it's also to be Metaltl. It's even though the branches come down, that has a Shei Mechitza, but these mechitzas are not mat to you to carry if the area inside is more than a base of sayim. So the Gemara is the kasher my timer, like why not? So Rashi learns the kasher my timer is hakol hekaf l'dira afilu asara kurim muter. Hey, so we're talking about now, you planted this tree almanas to have long and wide branches that the shema, the person that watches the field, will be able to come underneath the tree and like live there or stay there in the shade. So it was planted almanas to live there, that the shema should be there. So if you have the mechitzis that are made for dira, for living inside it, then even if it's wide as they are, even if it's 10 kurim, it should be mutter. So what does Rav Huna say? Only up until a beis asayim, but more than a beis asayim, it's also to metaltel under this tree. Why not? And for the Gemara, the Teretz is, Mishum Dehevei Dira Shetashmisha Liavir. It's true, the Shema, the watchman, wants to live underneath the tree. But what type of living is he there? It's called Shetashmisha Liavir. He's only there because he has to watch the fields. He has to watch the rest of the trees that are growing. He has to, like, really be mishtamish with the avir, the things outside the tree. Just it's too sunny there, so you have to have a place to come into the shade. Any place that you're living, but the ikar living there is la'avir, so you could take care of the air outside, the place outside. Like here, it's not to live under this tree. You're underneath this tree because you're a shema, you're a watchman that's supposed to watch the whole field. Now, the ikar purpose here is la'avir, to watch the rest of the field. So such a thing is ein metaltlim bo yoisim ebeis asayim. You're not allowed to be metaltl underneath this tree if it's wider than a beis asayim. In other words, these mechitzas, this tree, the branches of the tree, even though you planted it for that purpose, it's not considered hukuf ladira. It's not considered you really want to live in this tree. It's only considered the watchman wants to stay there to protect himself from the sun in order to watch the rest of the field, but not for actual dira. Therefore, you can't carry there if it's wider than a beis asayim. Like Rashi says, Mishum Davidira Shatashmisha Liavir. Eino Lodir Bo Tomed. You're not there to really live underneath the tree. Elo Lihistoifeh Bo Shrein Rei Hasodim. Only the person that's watching the Sodim, it gets too hot, it's too much, it's too sunny, he goes inside to cool off. So that's not called a Gudira. Therefore, wider than a Beis Asayim, you're not allowed to be Metaltel. Right. That's the din of the Mishnah. Let's say the stump or the roots of the tree is higher than 3 tvachim, like 12 inches off the ground, then it has a shem tree on it, and then the Mishnah says, lo yeshev aleihem, you're not allowed to sit on them on Shabbos. Ve'itma, we learned, shurosha ilon haboyim milamala mishloisha letoich shloisha. You have the roots of the tree, it grew straight up, and it became higher than 3 tvachim off the ground. But then they bent over and started to grow downwards. So the end part of the root now, lemaiser, is less than 3 tefachim off the ground. What's the halacha? Rabbi Roma mutil lishtamish behen. You are allowed to use these roots. Hey, since lemaiser, these roots are not 3 tefachim off the ground, it's bent down and lower, it's left, it's like butted to the ground. So this part of the roots is considered kakakadomi, that you're allowed to sit on them, or you're allowed to hang things on them. It's mutil lishtamish behen. Rav Sheshi Somar also lishtamish ben. No, it's also, you can't be mishtamish with these roots. Why not? Rab Roma mutter lishtamish ben. Rab holds its mutter to be mishtamish to use these type of roots. You could sit on them or hang things on them or lean on them. Why the chopokos migimel? Anything that's less than 3 tvachim away from the ground is the aryahi. It's considered part of the ground. It's like butter to the ground. Therefore, just like you're allowed to sit on the ground, you're allowed to stand on the ground, you're allowed to put things down on the ground, who are then this part of the tree, you're allowed to be mishtamish with also. You could use it. Rav Sheshi Somer, Rav Sheshi says, no. Also lishtamish ben, you're not allowed to use these roots. Even though right now the end of the roof is less than 3 tvachim off the ground, but still, techivon dimikoyech isur kosi, since they're coming from an isur, they're coming from a higher root, which is 3 tefachim off the ground, asurin, it's also. That's Rav Sheshi's svara, that once the root, any part of it, grew higher than gimel tefachim, even though later it bends over and grows downwards, still what grows later is considered bo mikoyich yisur. It comes from the part of the roots that are higher than 3, it has a shem tree already, so midi rabbonin, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with this part of the tree either. And halacha is like rabba, go to kula here, that anything that's less than gimel is mutter. So the Gemara, the domi kimishunaisa, the salken liloi asurin, the nachten letisoi shori, letstodim plukta the rabba rosheshes. Now the domi kimishunaisa means a type of a tree that gives off roots, like Rashi says, we'll soon see, it's like a half circle. So there are different parts of the roots on top of the circle and the side of the circle. So the kitz of the din is the roots that are higher than gimel tefachim shita. They're also according to everybody. The roots that grow all the way on the side less than 3 tefachim is mutter according to everybody. Litzdodim, the roots that grow on the side, so those is pluk to the rabba of Rav Sheshis, because mamish part of it is higher than gimel tefachim and then it bends downwards and grows less. It's less than 3 tefachim away from the ground. So according to Rav Sheshis, it's still aser because it comes from a root that's higher than 3, and according to Rab, it's mutter, because lemaisa, the place that you want to use, is less than 3 tefachim off the ground. Let's see Rashi. Didomi ki mishunaisa, kishen sela kaharze shemeshupal dodim. Here, like the teeth of a stone, that's like a har, like a half circle, like a mountain here. Kach yoitzin shroshri ketanim. The same thing, small roots come up, mitech hagdolim from the big ones. Let's dodim on the sides. Ukfufim loris, they bend over towards the ground. Mikan umikan is hagdolim holchim magbiyim. The taller ones go straight up. The alachs and yosim migimel kazeh. Like the picture on the side. Is alocha the salki liloy hagdilim shagbiyim alam migimel. The ones that are higher than 3 and stay that height is asum l'divri hakol. They're also according to everybody because the ma'isa they're 3 tefachim off the ground. It's called a tree. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with it on Shabbos. The nachlu titoi, hagdilim l'roshay shel tzadilim, the one that grows towards the beginning of the tree. Kol shaloi gvoya gimel, if it's not 3 tefachim off the ground, v'chen ketana mayotzim min hagdilim b'shipulim, ishar l'divri hakol, t'yakati lav l'chal isarosi. Because since they never reach 3 tefachim, it's not b'chal isar, pshit it's mut according to everybody. Now the machlokes is where they grow on the sides, that they reach a point higher than gimel tefachim, and then they bend over downwards and grow downwards. According to Rabbi, it's mutter. According to Rav Sheshis, it's also. So the Gemara of Achein Anigra, the same machlokes is by an Anigra. What's Anigra? Zot Rashi, if Ilan ha-yotze metecharitz, if you have like a canal, a hole in the ground, a long hole, and inside the hole, that's where the tree starts to grow, is charitz kotzer also lahoylech hamayim lesodis, like a canal that takes the water to the fields, or shnei tzid ilan shotzad gedudi acharitz nechnasem begeduda. Now, it's a narrow canal. This tree now goes from one side to the other side. So, lemaise, if you stand on the sides and you see the tree coming up, it doesn't come up higher than the ground 3 tefachim. It only comes up 2 tefachim. But if you look the other way, the length, that you look down inside this canal, if you see that the tree starts to grow at the bottom of the canal, from the bottom to the top, it's more than 3 tefachim high. So it depends how you look at this tree. If you look at the two sides on the elevated ground, on the two sides, then the tree does not come up 3 tefachim. But if you look at the charitz, the hole itself, the other two sides, then you see that it is deep down more than 3 tefachim. So Rashi said, this is the machlokes Rab and Rav Sheshes. The Rab is a Rashi, the way the Bach is Gervis. According to Rabbi, you go Lakula and you look at the sides where the elevated ground is. Ishari, therefore it's mutter. The chopokas megimul ayukarya, because since you look at the two sides of the two sides, now how much of the tree is coming up above the ground? Less than 2 tefachim. So therefore, it's botat rakarkas mutter. Abul Rav Sheshi, there's always machmir. We say miunke moided. You measure from the deep, from down inside the canal. Since it's coming up from a part of a tree that's higher than 3 tefachim, therefore it's also according to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara of Achein beKeren Zovis, the same machlokes should be told if you have a tree coming up in a Keren Zovis. That's in a corner. That's in a corner means like an L, a corner shape, that the tree is mamash smack in the corner there. So two sides of the tree you can't see because there's a wall there. Now we're talking about, again, this tree comes up on top of the wall, 2 tefachim. So if you look on the two sides of the wall that you can't see the tree, on top of the wall, you only see 2 tefachim of the tree. On the other fourth side, though, if you look at it, you see that the tree is a nice long tree, higher than it could be 10 tefachim higher. So it's a machlekes. Like Rabbi Golakula, you say, since it's studim where the walls are, there you don't see the tree, you only see the tree on top. Less than Gimel Tvachim, it's mutter to be mishdamish with those two tvachim on top. But according to Rosh Hashanah, if you go to Chumrah and you look at really the tree is starting from the bottom, so it's more than 10 tvachim higher. It's maybe 12 tvachim because it goes 2 tvachim above the wall, it's also. Because according to Rosh Hashanah, you always go to Chumrah since the tree Lemaister is higher than 3 tvachim. Rashi says, V'chein b'keren zobius. Ilon ho'ela b'miktsoya shnei koislam, a tree that's growing in a corner in between two walls. Shechotze v'gimot stodiv nechnasam techa miktsoya shemiksolam. Now three sides of the tree is like stuck in between those two walls. Could be three walls there. V'yeinira elot sidushim v'chutz. You only see one side that faces the outside. V'olach v'yoel ad l'mal l'koisel pochas migimol. Now this tree grows up, but on the outside of the walls it only comes up less than 3 tefachim. Is l'rab b'kol pochus migimol la'avilanu, the miyolim lo givoya shleisha. L'rab sheshes though, me'ar yom ashkinim, we count from the bottom of the ground, or mikoyach yisur asa. Right. L'zakti Gemara, ha'hu dikla, there was a palm tree, teve le'abaya, belonged to Abaya, ve'vi solek bi'apume. It was growing in Abaya's apartment, and it went up to the roof. It went through. You had an epuma. Rashi says, Rashi b'teich Abaya saw yomid va'ula derech pi aruba. It's in the window in the roof. He opened up the window, and the tree went through it. L'mala menagag pachas megimel. Now this tree grew higher than the roof, but only 2 tefachim higher than the roof. So the question: if you're standing on top of the roof, are you allowed to use this tree or not? Because on top of the roof, only 2 tefachim, it's not 3 tefachim. So the Mara Osla came to Rav Yosef, they came to Rav Yosef, asked him the Shaila, and he said it was mutter. You're allowed to be mishtamushed with this tree on top of the roof, since on top of the roof it's less than Gimel Tvachim. So the Mara Omer Rav Acha, Batach Lipa, to Shorel Lecho Karaba, Shorel Lecho. The Chuli said, that Rav Yosef was matter you to use the top of the tree, it only goes according to Rabba. Rav is the one that says you go to Kula and look at the top of the roof. You only see 2 tefachim. It's not called a tree. You're allowed to use it. So the Gemara pshita avada, it's avada according to Rav Sheshit Sosa. So the Gemara, no, it's a chiddush here. Mal the time I would think, afilu l'Rav Sheshit, it should also be muta to use the top of this tree. Why? Because the svar always base on command the mal yadomi. I should always say a house, since it has four walls and a roof, it's considered like it's filled up. Like the ground of the house comes straight up to the roof. So therefore, even according to Rav Sheshit, which it looked like the whole house is filled with ground, and the only part of the tree that's visible that's here is on top of the roof, which is only less than Gimel Tfachim, so it should be Mutter, Kaman Shmuel, or no. That since Lamaiser inside the house, it is higher than Gimel Tfachim, and Avad of inside the house, you can't be Mishtamish with this tree, so what then on top of the roof, according to Rashashis, is also considered Mikoyach Yisur Rebo, then it's also. Then, according to Rabbi, you go to Kula, that when you're looking on top of the roof, all you see is just two tfachim. You don't see more. So two tfachim doesn't have a shem tree. Therefore, on top of the roof, you are allowed to be mishtamish. You could sit on it and use it. So the Gemara Tanan. Says now Mishnah, Shor Shov Gevoyim. Minoret Gimel Tfachim. If you have the roots of a tree that are growing higher than three tfachim, that's Osir. The Mishnah says, Lo Yeshev Alayim. You're not allowed to sit down on top of these roots. They have a shem tree on it. You can't sit on it. The Gemara Hechi Dami, how are we talking about here? Idoloi Hadri Kipa, if this, roots are growing straight up, they don't bend over at all, the Kurb Shita Avadar Itzosa. So then all in Sechel Shabbos we had, you're not allowed to go up a tree, you can't be Mishamish with a tree. So once it's 3 tefachim tall and it's growing straight up, Avadar Itzosa, what's the Chiddush of Al Mishnah? Elolav. Elo, what do you have to say? Afagav the Hadri Kipi. The Chur Al Mishnah has come to tell us like Rosh Hashanah. That even though later the roots bend over and grow downwards, so the end of the roots are less than 3 tefachim away from the ground, still it's also. So the Gemara loy, no, that's not the Pshat in our Mishnah. It's not a riot to Rosh Hashanah. Liyoy lom de loy hadri kipi. I'll tell you like Rabbah. The Mishnah that said this also is because the roots are not bending over and growing down. The roots are growing straight up. So the question is then, what's the chiddush of that also pshita? This is the chiddush of our Mishnah. Ah, falgav, even though. Even though on one side of the tree, the ground there is elevated. That if you're standing on that elevation, on that ground, the tree only grows up, let's say, 2 tefachim. Still, it's also to use the tree. Because since on the other 3 sides, you see from the bottom that the tree is 4 tefachim high, so if you see on 3 sides that the tree is so high, even according to Rab, it's also. His Rab only is mat that we had before in a Karen Zavya, like Rashi says, that there 3 sides are covered up. Or maybe only 2 sides, but Kol Ponim, you need at least 2 sides of the tree to be covered up that you don't see it's Gevoya Gimel. But here we're on 3 sides of the tree, it's opened. It's only 1 side that there's a Kaiso, only 1 side is next to an elevated piece of ground. That if you're standing on that ground and look, you only see the tree at less than 3, that's awesome. Because since 3 sides it's open, that's awesome even according to Rabbah. So that's Pshat Na Mishnah. Even though 1 side of the tree is next to a piece of ground, that standing on that ground, the tree does not come up more than Gimel Tfachim, still the tree is also, because on the other 3 sides, it does come up more than a Gimel Tfachim. Yes, the Moravaitim. Tana Rabbonin, learned in the Braisa, Shroshe Ilon Shegevoyim Minoret Gimel Tfachim. If you have the roots of the tree that are growing up higher, they're higher than 3 tefachim off the ground, Oy Sheyesh Chalal Tachtehen, or else there's a cloud, there's an opening in the ground, that Gimel Tfachim, that goes down Gimel Tfachim, and there's a root growing down there. So the kitza, the roots now are 3 tefachim or higher than the ground. Is afal pi shetzidu yechet shavularitz, even though 1 side of the root, 1 side of the tree, like is adjacent, is close to the ground, that part of the ground is elevated. So on that side, the tree does not come up Gimel Tfachim. Still, since on the other 3 sides, you see that this root, this tree, is 3 tefachim off the ground, so it's considered an ilan, it's considered a tree. You have the din of the rabbanan is hareza lo yeshev aleihem. You're not allowed to sit on this root. Lefi why? Lefi because with the rabbanan there's halachov lefi shein oilin bilan. You're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos because it's exera. Maybe you come to pull off the branch on Shabbos. V'yei nitlon bilan. Who are then? You can't hang something on a tree. If you want to take off your coat or take off your hat and put it on top of a tree, it's also on Shabbos. V'ein nishonim bilon. You're not allowed to lean on a tree on Shabbos. These are all gzeiros. Because maybe you come to climb up the tree, and while you're climbing up, you pull off a branch. So therefore, it's also to be mishtamish to use a tree at all on Shabbos. Hu adin v'lo yala bila mebojim. You're not allowed to climb up the tree Friday before Shabbos. V'yeshev shom kol hayoyim. And sit there the whole Shabbos. Because the ma'isa, you're sitting on the tree, and we say it's also, you're not allowed to be mishtamish, you're not allowed to use the tree at all on Shabbos. Kol yam kule. Echot ilon v'yechot kol ha-behema. The same gzera applies to a tree, and hu adin to a behema. You're not allowed to ride on a behema on Shabbos, or be mishtamish, use an animal, or take off your hat and put it down on top of the animal, for the same gzera. Because maybe when you're riding a horse on Shabbos, you'll come to pull off a branch off the tree and hit the horse. Therefore, the Rabbanim made a gzera on any behema, it's also to be mishtamish, to use the behema on Shabbos. Abel zokt b'raisa. Bor siyach umara, the geder. Let's say you have a ditch, a bor, there's water there, or a well. Siyach umara, different type of ditches or holes that have water on the bottom of it. Or else the geder, there's a high fence. Is alocha metafes v'oila metafes v'yorid. You're allowed to climb up, you're allowed to climb down on Shabbos. V'yafilo hein mei ama. Even though it's 100 amas tall, this fence, or 100 amas deep down, this ditch, if you want to climb down to get the water, it's mutter. And like Rashi says, the chiddush is, that we say you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos, the issue is not because there's a tircha. There's too much bother involved. It would be al tircha, so it should be also to climb down the ditch also, it's also a tircha. But the pshat is like we said, there's no gzeri mishrum tircha is too much bother. The gzeri is, if you're climbing up a tree, a live tree, we're afraid you'll pull off a branch. Mashenigin here, climbing up a wall, that's not a live tree, it's some dead wood, or else climbing down a ditch, that's mutti because there's no gzeri you come to pull off a branch on Shabbos. Zumara Tonichod. In one brayso we learned, Im ola muta leirid. If a person climbed up the tree and he's there on Shabbos, he's allowed to come down on Shabbos. The Tonichod, another brayso says, no, also leirid, you're not allowed to come down on Shabbos. You have to stay there the whole Shabbos, you're not allowed to come down. And the Gemara Lakash, there's no stira. Kan meboy join. One is talking about you climbed up Miboyjoim when it's still Friday, before Shabbos. So you did not do an Issa by climbing up. Then we say you're allowed to come down on Shabbos. Kan Mishachashecha. But if you climbed up on Shabbos, since you did an Issa by climbing up, the Rabbana made a Knas, you're not allowed to come down. You have to stay there the whole Shabbos, you can't come down. Viboyisayim, another Teretz to the Stira, Hovahov Mishachashecha. Both prices are talking about that you climbed up the tree on Shabbos. One says yes, one says no, but like Kasha, there's no Tzvira. Kan Bishogi. If you climbed up Bishogi, you didn't realize it was Osir, or you forgot today was Shabbos, then you are allowed to climb down. Kan Demezit. But if you climbed up, you knew it was Osir, and still you did it, to a bonamated Knas, you can't come down. Viboy Yisem, another Teretz, I'll tell you, Hobo Bishogi. Both prices are talking about that you climbed up the tree on Shabbos Bishogi. You forgot today was Shabbos, or you didn't realize it's Osir. You're a Shogig, you didn't do it willingly. You did it by accident. For Hokus, what's the Machlaikis, what's the two Brises? The Konsu Shogig got to make the Kamiflagi. So Machlaikis, do we make a Knas, even though now you're a Shogig, you did it by mistake, or to a place where you do it amazing? And there the Rabbanan do ask you. Mas of one Brises says, Kansin, we do make this Knas. So even though you climbed up the tree by accident, still we say it's Osir for you to come down on Shabbos. Umasov, the other brayser says, no, like Kansin, we don't make this Knas. Therefore, since you went up a Shogeg, the Rabbanon did not cancel you to say you can't come down on Shabbos. And Lalocha, we hold that if you climb up there b'mezid on Shabbos, the talking that the Knas, you're not allowed to come down on Shabbos. You have to stay up there the whole Shabbos. But if you climb up a Shogeg, then you are mutter, it's mutter to come down on Shabbos. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, b'red Rav Yeshua. Ketanoi. He wants to say this machlekes, these two braises, he's told in the machlekes tanoim. What's the machlekes tanoim? That we learned. Ha'nisnim b'matona achas. If you have by dam kochim, that means, let's say, a b'chor. A korban, a b'chor, you bring, the korban makes the shechita, and then by the kabbalah sadam, when the korban has to make the zrika, the locher is, you only have to make one zrika on the mizbeach. So let's say, ha'nitonim b'matona achas. The dam of a b'chor, that only has one maton and one zrika on the mizbeach, shenis arvu benitonim b'maton achas, got mixed up with other dam kochim, that its din is also only to have one zrika on the mizbeach. is the loch poshid, you know some matonachas. You allow to have these two dams that mix together and make one zrika, monashuk, you mekayim the din. You're getting this blood on the mizbeach, which is the mitzvah zrika, so everything is okay. Yeah. Hu adin matin dalit b'matin dalit. Let's say a korban chatis, the dam of a korban chatis, the mitzvah is to make four zrikas on all four sides of mizbeach. They got mixed up with other dam chatis. Is also pshit to hear that you nostum b'matan dalit. Halacha is make a four zrikas of a monashok yemekayim the mitzvah. But the question is matan arba b'matan achas. Let's say the dam of a chatis got mixed up with the dam of a bechor. And halacha is the dam of the korban chatis is supposed to make four zrikas. The dam of the bechor you only have to make one zrika. How many zrikas now do you do with this blood? If you do too many, there's a lav about toisif. If you do too little, there's a lava bal tigra. So what's better to do? So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Yinosta b'matan dalet. He says, make four zrikis here. You have some dam b'chor that you're only supposed to do one. He also what? Since there's dam chattis mixed in here, that is supposed to have four zrikis, you're better off doing four zrikis. Rabbi Yeshua Weimer, Yinosta b'matan achis. He also no. Put it in make only one zrika. You have some dam chattis here that din is you're supposed to do four zrikis. Now the loch of the kotchim is like this, that b'di'evet, if you only make one zrika, you also yoitza. So a monashach here, make one zrika. For the dam of the b'chor, pshita, that's the din, you're not supposed to do more, it's very good. There's some dam chattis here, that its din is to have four zrikis. We say it's better not to do too much, because since b'di'evet you yoitza with one zrika, we only make one zrika. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yeshua's svara. Now the Gemara says, "Oma aloy Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had a tain with Rabbi Yeshua. Hare you over about tigra? According to you, that you only make one zrika, you're over about tigra. You're doing too little. Hey, for dam chatis, you're supposed to do four zrikas. How come you're only doing one? You're not doing the mitzvah. Oma aloy Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua tain it back to him. Hare hu over b'val toisif. Faket, according to your svara, that you make four zrikis here. So true, for the chatis, you're right, you're supposed to have four. But you also have some dam b'chor mixed in here. And for the dam b'chor, it's only supposed to have one zrika. By you doing four zrikas on four sides of the mizbeach, you're doing too much, which should be b'al toisif. So Maman HaShachat both has time as you're doing the wrong thing. Now the Gemara says the svara is up. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Loy amru ela kishu b'yatzma. He says, no, there's no b'al toisif here. B'al toisif is only when you have the dam b'chor by itself. So then the din is to do one. If you do four, you're doing too much. But here where it's mixed together, so since else for the dam chatis you're supposed to do four, there's no b'al toisif by doing four, even though you have some dam b'chor mixed in here also. Omer loy Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua answered back the same thing then. Loy nemru b'al tigra ela kishu b'yatzma. I'll tell you the same spur. There's no love about tigra, I'm doing too little. Here, what's the question? You have dam chatis. So true, for the dam b'chor, you're only supposed to do one. There's some dam chatis here also that should have four. So you're doing too little by only doing one, it's about tigra. The Teretz says, no, about tigra is only by itself. We have dam chatis and you only do one zrika for no reason. That's the lot. That's you're doing too little. But here, where it's mixed up with dam b'chor, so as a dam b'chor should only be one, so therefore you have a reason why you're only doing one. Therefore, there's no b'al tigra here. For Yoidam of Yeshua, Yeshua says another svara like this. Kishenosata, if I will do four zrikis here, or vater al b'al toisif, I'm talking doing too much. For the dam b'chor, I'm doing more than I should do. Abav yasisa ma'isav yedecha. I'm doing a ma'isa, I'm doing something I shouldn't do. Mashenkin kishaloi nosata, if I don't do the four zrikis, I only do one, is a vater b'al tigra. Take it true, you're not doing the right thing. Negeh to the dam chatis, you're doing too little, because for the dam chatis is supposed to have four. Aber v'lo yasisa ma'isa b'yadecha. But I'm not doing a ma'isa v'era, it's like a shevi atasa. Therefore he says, shevi atasa is better, don't do anything is better. That's the machlokes. Is it better not to do anything, therefore only do one zrika? Or else, no, it's better to do four, to do the mitzvah. For the dam b'chor, you're doing too much. He also what? Since you have to do it, you're allowed to do it. Yeah. All right, let's turn over now.